basketball, because there's a huge game in the BBL this Friday when the Sheffield Sharks travel to league leaders Newcastle in a game that could go a long way in deciding the league title. The Sharks put themselves back in the title race with a thrilling 82-73 win over second place Worcester Wolves last weekend, and in doing so took the head-to-head between the two, which could be very useful. So just how important was the win? Well, let's ask the Sharks head coach Atiba Lyons. He joins us now on the phone. Good evening, Atiba.
Good evening, how you doing?
I'm fine. What about yourself? I mean, have you recovered from that game at the weekend?
Yeah, you got to. You always got to look on to the next one, you know. It's that time of year. They come fast and often, so.
What pleased you most about the performance against Worcester?
It was a very, very strong team victory. I know that said a lot, but, you know, that game was very much a team win. I think every player played that night. Everyone contributed. You know, we didn't have our leading scorer lead the way this time. It was Olu Babalola stepped up and made shots and made plays for us. And, you know, Zach Gachet shot some threes and knocked down some big shots for us. And then Colin Singh hit a monster three. And all those guys have been overshadowed at times with other players on the team who've had pretty good years. But, you know, they are the kind of glue right now, and it's keeping us in the title race.
Yeah, like you say, you'd be missing sort of key players, haven't you, as well? You're sort of starting five, or a couple of your starting five. So how impressive has the likes of Olu and Zach been in recent weeks?
I mean, it's been vital because, you know, going into the season, if you would have said we would have lost Jeremy Simmons and Demetrius Jemison and we would still be fighting for the title, it would be probably, most people would think you were crazy or it's unbelievable. But, you know, that's where we are now, and it's just a testament to how far these guys have grown. Some of the young guys like Colin, Zach, I've been with now for 3 years, and they've grown a lot. So it's testament to where they've come and them, you know, making themselves into strong professionals.
I mean, Zach's stats were quite impressive at the weekend. Is he now finding the sort of best form since he's been at the club?
I think so. You know, Zach, when he came to me, he was young, and I don't think he was really accustomed to a winning culture. It's kind of new to him. And, you know, now he understands what it takes to win and what it takes to be a strong team night in, night out, and he does it. He does it well. So, you know, hats off to him, and I'm really happy for the progress he's made.
Now, just talk us through the state of play at the minute. So, that basically, the win at the weekend put Worcester on five losses along with you and Newcastle. That's right. So it's kind of like a three-horse race now, isn't it, for the title?
Yeah. We've kind of got it in our hands right now. You know, we have to win against Newcastle for us to, you know, really give ourselves a good chance. We have a lot of games. That's probably the toughest schedule out of the three teams remaining. But, you know, we've had these kind of seasons before, and we've done well. So we just got to make sure we draw off that experience.
I know people weren't tipping you for the title at the start of the season. Has that underdog title kind of worked in your favour? Are the guys kind of out to, you know, to sort of prove the critics wrong?
I think so. I think every year we kind of are not expected to perform for whatever reason. And we've, you know, for more seasons than none, we've won silverware. So, you know, I think they thrive off that position. And we relish the moments and try to take advantage of them.
Yeah, so you go from one big game to an even bigger game against Newcastle. I mean, would you say this is the biggest game of the season then on Friday?
It can be. You know, right now it's in our hands. So, you know, losing to Newcastle, taking that out of our hands would hurt us. You know, we want to keep that, you know, the winds in our boat, and how we go ahead. We want to be in control of our destiny. So a win tomorrow keeps us in the driver's seat. And if we lose, then we're relying on other people losing and dropping games.
And have you got games in hand on Newcastle as well, haven't you? Does that have much of a play in the final running?
Yeah, I mean, it can if we're trying to catch up. But right now, you know, after this game, you know, we've got to play, you know, four more games, and they have to play too. So, you know, they kind of have that advantage. If they lose, they can, you know, watch us and hope that we drop one of these tough games we have after them.
But what would it mean to beat Newcastle? I know Coach Fab Fanoy, former, you know, Sharks player, has done great things since he's been there and established a bit of a sort of dynasty in effect, hasn't he? I mean, have you been impressed with what Newcastle are doing? Is that something you can emulate as a club as well?
Well, I think, you know, sports is peaks and valleys and runs, and right now they're definitely, you know, the team to beat year in, year out. They've got a good on-court, off-court performance and record, and, you know, I think Sharks, we were accustomed to that prior to me getting here, probably 10 years ago, where, you know, we were the dominant team in the league. And, you know, we've had to revamp and remodel and do things again to start back. So it's a growing process, but hopefully we can get back to that level.
Now, you mentioned, just going back to your two guys being missing, Jeremy Simmons and Demetrius Johnson. How are they with their injuries? Are they any closer?
Yeah, they're healthy now. They're getting healthier. It's just a case of getting them back in a rhythm and integrated in the team. You know, it's kind of difficult to do sometimes when they're out for so long and it's this late in the season and everyone's playing well. You know, they have to kind of swallow their pride and do what's best for the team, and I have to make sure I don't try to force the issue, because we've got so many guys playing well, we just got to, you know, keep going with what's working for us.
So it gives you kind of a nice headache in a way to have a bit of sort of selection issues to choose from.
Yeah, definitely. I think that was one of our strengths beginning of the season, was our depth. So hopefully we can get back to those days.